You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito here in Merritt Island, Central Florida, and I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day. Those of you here in Florida and those of you on WDZY in Richmond, Virginia, God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today. The first words you're going to hear is going to be sounding something like an insult against Presbyterians. I don't mean it that way. It's because many Presbyterians that I know believe in what's called replacement theology. That is, that the church has replaced Israel. And that's where we're going to pick up. Why? Because we're in the last part of this sermon here today, the open door, where Jesus said, I set before you an open door that no man can shut. And we're going to look at when that happens, and that door is going to shut once the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. So we're in chapter 11 today, and it's beyond me how anyone could think that God is done with the nation of Israel when you read chapter 11 in the book of Romans. That is why the first words you're going to hear out of my mouth in a moment are, I guess, this book or chapter is not in the Presbyterian Bible, because the Bible's clear to say, has God cast away his people whom he proegno? And he said, meganoito, God forbid. What are you thinking, friend? That's where we're going to pick it up. This is the last part of this message now, the open door.
Apparently, this chapter isn't in the Presbyterian Bible either. I'll say it again. Apparently, this chapter isn't in the Presbyterian Bible. Has God cast away his people? God forbid. God's not done with the nation of Israel. For I too, Paul speaking, I too am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he prognosco, knew in advance. And this, Romans 11:11, I say then, had they stumbled so that they should fall? Meganoito. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. So you can see, God still has a plan. This is very important for you to understand end times and eschatology. God's not done with Israel. He's not done with them. He still has a plan. Listen to this verse. Romans 11:26. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, meaning the Old Testament said it was going to be this way. It's nothing new. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins, Jeremiah 31. But there's something in the way delaying God from fulfilling his plan. And that something is you. You're in the way. You are the delay. You. You see, God must finish what he started with you before he can resume his plan with the apple of his eye, Israel. Turn with me while you're still in Romans 11, Verse 25. Made this example many times in here. We'll do it again. Paul said, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery." All right, he's going to tell them something no one's ever heard before. This is a mystery. No one knew this. Isaiah didn't know it. Peter didn't know it. James and John didn't know it. No one's known this. This is direct from the Holy Spirit's given it to Paul. This mystery. "I desire, brethren, that you be not ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own opinion." That is, don't think you're better than the Jew because you believe and he doesn't. This is God's plan all along. So don't be wise in your own opinion that, here it is, blindness in part has happened to Israel. Okay. That's what's wrong with it. This is what's wrong with Israel today. They're blind. The Greek word is parousis. They're spiritually blind. You can read in Romans chapter 11, verse 8, it says God has given them a spirit of stupor. Katanuxeos. It means a drunken stupor. A sense of utter bewilderment. God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear. When you knock on the door and tell them about Jesus, they don't understand because God has given them a spirit of stupor and they can't understand you. It's part of God's plan. Anyway, blindness in part has happened to Israel. Notice the next word. The next word reveals to you for how long? What's the next word? Until. It's the most important until in the entire Bible is right there. Blindness, that's parousis, like osteoporosis, is a callus that grows on your bone, makes it soft. Here's spiritual parousis. Blindness, in part, that's not every Jew. Some believe, Paul believed, Peter believed, other people, Jews. Many Jews come to the faith. Blindness, parousis, in part, not everyone, has happened to Israel until, meaning it's going to end sometime, until the fullness of the Gentiles is coming. Here's my understanding that God has given me. The kingdom of heaven has, let's call it, a maximum capacity sign on the outside of it. And it's a number. The word fullness always is, it's a number. It's like when the Bible says when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Full tank of gas, you can't add anything to it. There's 168 hours to a week, you can't add anything to that. 60 seconds to a minute, 60 minutes to an hour, 24 hours to a day, full. You can't add anything to full. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until, and picture the kingdom of heaven, like with a max, like this church here, maybe someday that'll happen here. It says maximum capacity, 360, I think it says. And that's like the kingdom of heaven today. There's a maximum capacity sign outside of heaven. And once, you see, now, I wasn't going to say maybe First Baptist is preaching this, but they're scared of the virus, so they're not having a service. So maybe someone else is preaching this. And someone else comes to the faith today, you see. Now that one's gone. And this is like an adequate look of the kingdom of heaven today. This is what it looks like. That's why he says many will try to get in, but will not be able. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the last Gentile takes this seat. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your son. Maybe it's your wife, your daughter. Someone's going to tell someone about Jesus. And they're going to come in now and sit down there. And then that gavel's going to go down. Lord, are there few that'll be saved? Once that last seat is taken, it's all over. It's all over. That's my understanding of that. Once the number is hit, the door gets shut. And then God refocuses his attention on the nation of Israel. God's not done with Israel, but he's temporarily dealing with us, the Gentiles. And anytime you read about Gentiles, you'll see that it comes to an end. You also can read that in Luke chapter 21, where it says that Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until, there's the same word again, until the times of the Gentiles has been fulfilled. Once the last chair is taken, the door gets shut. And then those on the outside, many will try to get in, but will not be able. That's why I don't believe these fantasy movies that say if you reject Jesus Christ and if you thumb your nose at that chair and if he comes back and takes his own out of this world, you are lost for eternity. And you will not get another. Show me in the Bible where it says you get another chance, and I'll retract that. Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Maybe, and Peter says we can hasten the Lord's return. Maybe that's why he says he doesn't know when it is. Maybe he's waiting on you. Hasten the day of the Lord's return by telling other people. This is a great opportunity now too. With all of this, with all these people that watch this evil CNN on television, and they're scared and don't know what to do because of the lies they've let into their spirit. Don't believe that stuff. Okay. Now, Jeremiah the prophet wrote this, and we're done here. He says in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, he says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it." That's the tribulation he's talking about. The tribulation in this time period is for God and the Jews, not you, the church. Your opportunity is today to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn, repent of sin and of your old sinful lifestyle. Receive him today. With the heart one believes, with the mouth confession is made. And once a number known only to God is hit, then that's it. Door is shut. Then he starts dealing with Israel. That's my understanding of this. "Alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. It is a time of Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it." No one understands. Once the last chair is claimed, the door is shut, God resumes his eternal plan with his eternal people, the Jewish people.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And blow.